John Hepton owns Hepton Livestock in Nampa. He says he wanted to come up with an ambitious idea to help address food insecurity in the state.
We've done this on a very local level, but maybe there's a way we could do more than what we're doing today. And so it just kind of came to me that maybe we could do something big across Idaho, like 100 meals a day.
Since the pandemic began, Idaho Food Bank has ramped up its services. As of November, 65% of its partners reported seeing an increase in the number of clients they saw compared with the previous year. The Idaho Food Bank is holding its Idaho Kind campaign to collect $200,000 and serve up to 1 million meals between Martin Luther King Day and Valentine's Day. Carlin Blank with the Idaho Food Bank says the economic fallout from COVID-19 has led to the rising demand, but as usually happens this time of year, donations peaked over the holidays.
We saw a 44% increase in the amount of food that we had to distribute during the pandemic. And so we're obviously wanting to sustain that to be able to continue to feed Idahoans who are experiencing food insecurity.
Hepton says it's crucial to get Idahoans the nutrition they need during these hard times.
Whether it's kids, parents, if you can't meet your basic needs, then it's pretty hard to function beyond that.
Other companies helping with the 100 meals include Reynolds Creek Calf Ranch, Wiser River Cattle Feeders, Wilder Cattle Feeders, and Wilson Creek Cattle Feeders. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.